3 John this morning, and we're going to begin reading in verse number 1. We're going to read through verse number 8 this morning, 3 John, and that's where we're going to read at this morning. And I want to talk to you this morning, different. And I want to preach about a subject, the joy of a testimony. The joy of a testimony. There's three individuals represented in the book of 3 John. We're going to talk about one this morning, Gaius, and the joy that he had in his testimony. This morning I ask you a question before we get started. What kind of testimony do you have? What kind of testimony do you have this morning of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ? You see, here Gaius, he didn't bring his own testimony. It was a testimony brought about him. What they told about him when they seen him walk and they seen him talk and they seen him do what God had called him to do. It's not that our testimony is not to get attaboys, brownie points, or anything. And this morning as I went to sit down after I got done, Kyler, my daughter's friend, he said, "Did you shave your face?" Yes, I made a mistake and had to get it off there. And he said, "Well, you look so much younger." And I know what my wife and my daughter thought when he said that. You don't have to lie to him. Amen? All right, let's go. Let's break loose. I don't know what's up this morning. We're going to let God lead. Amen? Yeah. Amen. It's a good time to be here, right? Yeah. Hey, last week we talked about how we old things come up in our life. Old habits are hard to break. It's what we talked about last Sunday. And once them old habits are broken, you can have joy in your testimony. I ask you to stand as we reverence the reading of God's Word. The 3 John, verse number 1, the Bible says, "The elder unto the well-beloved Gaius, whom I love in the truth. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. For I rejoiced greatly when the brethren came and testified of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in the truth. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. Beloved, thou doest faithfully whatsoever thou doest to the brethren and to strangers, which is borne witness of thy charity before the church, whom thou bringest forth of their journey after a godly sort. Thou shalt do well, because that for this name's sake they went forth taking nothing of the Gentiles. We therefore ought to receive such, that we might be fellow helpers to the truth." Our Father and our God, as we bow in your presence this morning, Father, it's good to be in your house this morning. Father, it's good to just sit there and listen to this group of people saying that they want to be different. They want to be changed. They want something different in their life. And Father God, this morning, the only thing that I know of that the Bible teaches that'll make a man different is the blood of Jesus Christ. Being washed in the blood of Jesus this morning, Father. Lord, I pray this morning, if they be a lost man, woman, boy, or girl, Lord, they walked into this place and they don't have a testimony of who you are this morning, Lord, I pray they get one before they walk out. Lord, I pray this morning that the Holy Ghost of heaven, that He would come down and He'd save that soul this morning. Lord, I pray this morning, Father, for everyone that's here, Father, I pray you loosen my tongue this morning. I pray you illuminate my mind that I'd be able to preach, thus saith the Word of God. Lord, this morning I pray that I decrease and that you increase this morning. Father, I pray they see not me, but they see you high and lifted up. Father, I pray this morning that when we walk out of this place, that if we're a child of God this morning, we can say that our testimony has been true. Lord, I pray this morning the testimony that lives inside of us, that we can say that it's been true. Lord, I pray this morning that you have your will and way in this service, and we'll be careful to give you the honor, the praise, and the glory that you deserve. Be with the ones that couldn't be here this morning. I pray you bless them real good. And for the ones that are here this morning, I pray you open the windows of heaven, and I pray you put something on them this morning, a double portion, as only you can. Father, I love you. I thank you. I thank you for the cross. I thank you for Calvary. And I thank you for Jesus Christ. It's in Jesus' most holy, precious name I ask. And all of God's people said, Amen. You may be seated this morning. The joy of a testimony. The joy of a testimony. Didn't know this morning that we would have a soldier in the house when I prepared this week. But Brother C.W. Box, he's in the house with us. And what a testimony God's done in his life. He told me 90-something year old back there at the back door. And he's been preaching the gospel and loving Jesus. What a testimony that is to be in your 90s and still going to the house of God and still preaching the Word of God. This morning I want you to know what a joy it is to have a testimony this morning. John wrote here that he rejoiced greatly or had great joy when he heard of the testimony of Gaius. When he came here, he said, I want you to know that I rejoiced greatly of the testimony. And as I read that this week, I thought about a testimony is evidence or proof or a spoken statement that something has taken place. We all have a testimony that we're sharing, either a good one or a bad one. But we all have a testimony. We're either sharing a good one or we're sharing a bad one. 2 Corinthians chapter number 3 and verse number 2, the Bible says, ye are an epistle written in our hearts and read of all men. You know this morning that the testimony that you give out and the testimony that we publicize and the community that we live in, I want you to know it's being read by all men this morning. And this morning I want to talk about a testimony this morning. And I want to share with you what a testimony is and what it can be in your life. This morning, I want to tell you this morning that when we come to the book, first off, in verse number 3, I want to show you this morning according to the Word of God. Number one, this morning, the joy of a testimony is that a testimony can be true. Hey, this morning, I want you to know that a testimony, it can be true in a believer's life. You don't have to live the same way you used to live once you come to know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. A testimony can be true. The Bible says in verse number 3, for I rejoiced greatly when the brethren came. And what did they do? They testified of the truth that is in thee. Number one, that a testimony, it can be true. It doesn't have to be false, but it can be true. And because it can be inside of you this morning. That true testimony this morning, that something has changed and that you're walking after our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. In the world we live in, you know and I know, hey, that a lot of people, they'll testify, hey, that they love God and they love Jesus, hey, but maybe their walk don't line up in it. You know what, this morning, I can't worry about their walk. I've got a walk of my own. Can I get an amen? Hey, I must make sure the walk that I walk and the testimony that I'm putting out there that Jesus Christ has saved my soul, I must make sure that it's a true one this morning. This morning I got good news. Had that true testimony this morning. Ain't my own testimony, but I'm testifying this morning that it's true because of what God has done in my life. If you'll turn with me this morning, hold your place where you're at, but turn with me to John chapter number 8 and verse number 14 this morning. We're talking about that a testimony, it can be true. That testimony that's in our life, it can be true. And I must say this morning, it must be true. Hey, when we testify that we're born again and that we're washed in the blood of Jesus Christ, our testimony ought to line up with it and it ought to be true. The Bible says in John chapter number 8 in verse number 14, I want to read this to you, what Jesus said about a record that was given, about a testimony that was given. He says this in John 8 and verse number 14, and Jesus answered and said unto them, though I bear record, he said, I want you to know, though I give testimony of myself, yet my record is true. Hey, this morning the testimony that he was given was a true testimony. And when he comes into our life and he saves us, what a joy to give our testimony to a lost and dying world. Hey, not that we saved ourselves, but that God saved us. Amen? He says this morning, though I bear record of myself, yet my record is true, for I know whence I came and whither I go. But you cannot tell whence I come and whither I go. Friends, this morning I got good news this morning. Hey, that the testimony that we have, the testimony that we walk this morning, if we're a born again believer, there can be truth in that this morning. I know the world we live in, there's not a lot of truth. Hey, but in the Word of God, all we find in the Word of God is the truth. Amen. Oh, he says this morning that they talked about Gaius and the joy of that testimony. He said he rejoiced, number one, because that testimony was true. Hey, but I want you to look with me, if you will, to verse number 5. He said not only was that testimony true, and I ask you this morning, the testimony that you're living out before a lost and dying world, is it true about you that you are a believer, that you have been washed in the blood of Jesus? Hey, the walk that you walk, does it line up with truth this morning? Does it line up with the Word of God this morning? But number 2, not only a testimony that's true, hey, but a testimony that that's been tried. Can I get a witness this morning? I want you to know this morning, if you're going to live for Jesus Christ and you're going to do what God's called you to do, and I bet Brother C.W. Box, he could give an amen to this. Hey, he's 90-something year old and he stayed true to God, but God stayed true to him. And every testimony that he gives, every word that he shares, it's true in what he says. Hey, but there's a trying that comes when you tell the truth. Hey, when you're living for God and you're doing what God's called you to do and you're walking that walk, I want you to know when you're telling the truth and you're doing that, there's going to be some trying that's going to come to your life. There's going to be some trials that's going to come your way. Hey, but we must stay true and stay joyful in the testimony that we have. Amen? Oh, he says this morning, the testimony in verse number 5 that's been tried or put on trial. Look what he says. Beloved, thou doest faithfully whatsoever thou doest. Whatever you do, you're doing faithfully to the brethren and to strangers. Hey, you just don't love church folk, but you love all folks. You love everybody you come in contact with, and you try to share that gospel and share that good news of our Lord and Savior of Jesus Christ. I told in Sunday school this week, I was out visiting and looking around, and I came up to this young man, and he said he had just got out of jail. Hey, he hadn't been out of jail very long, and me and him was talking. He said, "Preacher, what was you talking about?" And it don't take long, it gets about Jesus. Amen. Hey, when you want to share that testimony and what God's going to do, he said, "You know what? I'm not going to go back to jail. Hey, I'm not going to go back to that place. I don't want nothing else to do with that. I don't want to go back to that place." And we got talking there, and he said, "You see them kids out there?" And I said, "Yeah, I see them kids out there." He said, "You know what? Hey, I'm not going to go back to jail because of them kids. I want to have a life to live for them kids." And I asked him a simple question. I said, "Didn't you have them kids when you went to jail? Didn't you have them kids when you went to jail?" And me and him, we got talking. Friends, this morning, I want you to know, I do know this by the testimony that I shared to you this morning. My joy don't come in what I do, but my joy comes in what Jesus Christ did on the cross of Calvary. Hey, this morning, I am who I am this morning by the blood of Jesus. If you're doing it for anybody else, if you're doing it so your wife will be happy, if you're doing it so your kids will be happy, if you're doing it for this one to be happy, you're going to come up short. Hey, but if you do it because of old time Holy Ghost conviction that you got saved and you're living your life for Jesus, there'll be a change, amen? And there'll be joy in that. Number one, that testimony's true. But number two, that testimony is going to have to be tried. You're going to have to allow that testimony to be tried in your life. He says this in verse number 5, "Beloved, thou doest faithful whatsoever thou doest." He said, "In whatever you do, you're faithful. You're faithful in anything that you do." Hey, let me give you this in Revelation chapter number 12 and verse number 11. If you'll turn with me there, I want to read to you what the Bible says. Revelation chapter number 12 and verse number 11. He says that testimony must be tried. And when we get here this morning and we look in Revelation 12, 11, the Bible says this morning, "And they," who is that? "And they overcame." Who do they overcome? They overcome Satan. They overcome the wicked one. They overcome Lucifer. They overcome that liar. Amen. He said, "And what did they do? How did they overcome this morning?" Your testimony is very important. If you're ashamed to share your testimony, there's a lot of power there that you're missing. It says, "And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb." It is the blood of the Lamb that we have a testimony this morning. And it says, "And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death." So he says this morning that that testimony has to be tried in our life. There's going to come a time it has to be tried. But in James 1:12 this morning, I'll share this with you. James 1:12 this morning, talking about a testimony that's true, but a testimony that's been tried this morning. The Bible says in James 1:12, "Blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love him." We're talking about a testimony that's true and one that's been tried this morning. Before we go any further, I want to tell you something. This week, I got a little neighbor down there. He's 9-year-old, a little bitty feller. And me and him, he's been with me this week a little bit, and we've been cutting out some hunting trails. And we got cutting it out with a power saw and an axe and a machete and all these things. And we had a good time. And yesterday, he come back to the house, and he said, "Are you going to cut them trails out?" And I said, "I know I was preaching on the joy of a testimony." I said, "I'm not going to do it today. I'm going to do it later." He said, "Okay, I'm going to stay with you." And me and him got out there, and we got to working around, and we got into my shed out there. And I started cleaning that shed up, and I started moving things around so I could get into it. And it wasn't but a little bit. I turned around. I done cut him a fan on. He ain't but 9-year-old. Don't call child labor on me. I wasn't working him hard at all. Amen. And he stood there, and I turned around and I looked at him and I said, "Buddy, what's going on?" He said, "Can I just be honest with you?" I looked around. I said, "Yeah." He said, "I don't mind cutting and cleaning. I don't mind doing that. But getting in here cleaning up like this, this ain't for me. I'm going to the house. This ain't for me. I'm going to the house." And when he said that, I thought about my Christian life. I thought about what God does. I thought about that testimony that he gave me. And there's things in my life, and they may be things in your life that he wants me to clean up. And I say, "God, I just don't like doing it that way. Ask me to do anything else. But when you ask me to confess and get down into my heart and get down into my life and get down into my sickness and get down into my wickedness and confess it before an almighty God, please ask me to do something else. But if you're going to have a testimony that'll stand true, you're going to have to be true with God." Amen. Can I be honest with you? Yes, sir, you sure can. He says this morning, number one, a testimony that's true. Number two, a testimony that has been tried. But let me show you in 3 John, the third thing is we must have a testimony of what God's done in our life. Number one, that it'll be true. That no matter where we go, we're the same and we tell the truth. But number two, it's going to be on trial and there's going to be people watching and there's going to be people looking at us and what we're doing when we say we're saved. But we must have a testimony that'll touch others. Oh, it's one thing to be true, it's one thing to be tried, but we must have a testimony that touches others. This morning, I want you to know there's a lot of people who never read this book, but they'll read you every day of your life. They'll read you every day of your life. They'll read you up one side and down the other. And when they came here about Gaius, you know what? If Gaius didn't give his own testimony, they gave a report of how he was acting. This morning, I just asked myself this. If somebody was going to tell my testimony, would it be a good one or would it be a bad one? If somebody's going to give a report of how I've lived my life for Jesus, would it be, "Man, he was sold out for Jesus Christ. He loved Jesus." Or would it be, "Man, he was just a lukewarm preacher. He was just a lukewarm preacher. Come on in, get your ears tickled, feel good, and go back out." Or would that, what would be said about me? This morning I ask you a question. To have that joy of that testimony this morning, what would it be this morning? Would it be a good report? Or would it be a bad report this morning? He said he had a testimony that touched others. A testimony that touched others. There's people in this place, Brother James Lowe, there's people in this place, brother, I use your testimony all the, everywhere I go. I preach on it. I tell about it. I tell about it. There's people in this place, I use your testimony, and I tell about it, and I brag on what God's doing in your life and how Jesus has changed you and transformed you and made you new. There's joy in that, telling that testimony of your brothers and sisters. But look what he says here. It must be a testimony that touches others. Verse number 6, the Bible says, "Which has borne witness of thy love," or charity. It's borne witness of love and charity. He said it's borne witness. There's people can see it all over you. Before the church. Man, before the church. "Whom if thou bring forward of the journey after a godly sort, thou shalt do well." Oh, can I say to you this morning, that testimony when it touches others, your testimony ought to be a witness for others. Anybody I come in contact with, my testimony ought to be there's hope for you. There's hope for you no matter what you've done. There's hope for you. There's peace for you. "Preacher, I'm in too far." You've never gone too far. You've never went too far. Hey, he went to the cross, and that's as far as he needed to go. Amen. This morning, I want you to know that he went to the cross for your sin. He went to the cross for my sin. I see that my testimony must be witness for others wherever I go. I must know that I love the Lord and that they know I love the Lord. My testimony ought to be welcome for others. You say, "Well, I can't share it in front of them." I can't share it. I ought to be able to share it anywhere you go, your testimony. If you can't share it, get away from that crowd and find you a crowd you can share it in. Amen. Let me share this with you. Not only that testimony be witness for others and welcome for others, but my testimony ought to be war for Jesus Christ. I ought to strap it on and wear it for Jesus with pride in what he's done in my life. Not arrogance, not pridefulness, but proud that I'm no longer going to hell, but I'm going to heaven. Amen? That testimony, man, it means something. It means something in my life. Turn with me, if you will, to Joshua chapter number 2 and verse number 10. I want to show you this. Joshua chapter number 2 and verse number 10. What a testimony we have. Joshua chapter number 2 and verse number 10. What a testimony we have. Here when Joshua comes, I want you to know what the harlot Rahab said. What she had said here. And you're talking about a testimony and what God's going to know, going to do in your life and what people's going to know about you. You know, people talk. Did y'all know that? People talk. And they'll talk a lot more when you do bad than they will when you do good. You do good, nobody won't know it. You give them a $100 bill, they ain't telling nobody because they don't want nobody else to go to the source to give it to them. Right? But you do bad and it won't be long, everybody know it. There's a testimony that's being left. Here in Joshua chapter number 2 and verse number 10, let me give you this. Here's what the harlot Rahab said. For we have heard how the Lord, testimony, we've heard how the Lord. I just wonder so much in my life as people heard what the good news he's done in my life. This morning, I just wonder if people's heard of the good news and what he's delivered you from in your life. He's given you a testimony this morning to enjoy, to love, but most of all to share. For we have heard how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea for you, and when you came out of Egypt, and when you did unto the two kings of the Amorites that were on the other side of the Jordan, Sihon and Og, whom you utterly destroyed. And as soon as we heard these things, our heart melted. As soon as we heard these things, our heart melted. There may be somebody waiting on to hear your testimony. How God's delivered you, how He saved you, how He's made new in your life. This morning, your testimony ought to touch other people. Your testimony. My testimony should never, the way I live my life for Jesus Christ, it should be joyful. I should be happy. I should be joyful. Is it always good? It ain't always good, man. These things come our way. Amen? But I should always have a testimony this, that he's living for the Lord Jesus. Never bring nothing against the church. Never bring nothing against my brothers and sisters in Christ. Never bring nothing against Christ Jesus. But live a life that would be pleasing, that joy may come out of it. I'll share this with you. Not only is my testimony should be that it touches others. I told you it should be truthful. But my testimony and your testimony this morning that God's given us, it should be able to be trusted. If I tell you something today, it ought to be the same tomorrow. If I tell you that God delivered me from that today, 20 years from now, I ought to be able to tell you God still got me delivered from it now. Because can I say to you, if God delivered you from it, He's delivered you from it. This morning, I speak straight from the heart this morning when I tell you that God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. This morning, the testimony that He's done in your life is something so great and so powerful that He's given you a testimony to melt the heart of people that you come in contact with. Let me tell you what God's done for me. Let me tell you what Jesus has done. Let me tell you what. You see, when we give our testimony, we don't brag on what we've done, but we brag on what He's done inside of us. How He's changed us, how He's delivered us, how He's defeated this in our life and that in our life, how He's set us free. The Bible says this morning, who the Son sets free is free indeed. I want to share with you this last point this morning, and I want you to be truthful with yourself at the end of this service. What is your testimony this morning? I don't have one, preacher. You got one. You have one. You're living one. You're walking one. You're doing something with what people see in your life. I told them this morning in Sunday school, and I sure do believe it. I don't want to be around a group of people that always agrees with me. My closest acquaintances shouldn't always just agree with me and say, yep, you're right, yep, you're right, yep, you're right. There ought to be times that, man, you need to check yourself. You need to back up a little bit. I told them this morning, I got one sitting right over there that would do it. I told you it must be tried, it must be tested. Tuesday, we was cleaning out them areas there at the house. I didn't pay no attention. Y'all ever just didn't pay attention? Maybe you're not doing it this morning. But I wasn't paying no attention. I was living right, doing my own thing, feeling good. I wasn't messing with nobody. I got on a tractor, started doing a little bush hogging. I didn't pay no attention what time it was. I reached down, cut the lights on. Minding my own business, doing my own thing. Cleaned it up a little bit. Got a little bit darker and a little bit darker. And I said, I got one more strip I want to get. I got that one more strip, and I come out, and I couldn't find Kaylee and Kyler nowhere. You could put an APB out, and you couldn't find them. About like some church members. If your name's on the roll, you need to be in the house of God. You need to be accountable for. You need a testimony that's true and tried. It can be trusted. and everybody can be touched by it, that I'm going to be where God had me to be. I come out and got back down on the highway, and I just easing along. And when I turned in to go up my driveway, I seen that 5'1" woman standing on the porch with a baby in her arms. Flat-footed, son. And when I pulled up, that tractor was pretty loud. You couldn't hear much. I couldn't hear you talking. You was talking, Brother Hagin. But I could hear her crystal clear. Where have you been? What are you doing? I just killed it. I knew I was in the wrong. I should have took my phone. I should have called her. I should have stayed in contact. I should have done something to keep my nose clean. But I didn't. I come on in the house and I sit down and she lets me have it, son. Don't you think just because I'm a preacher, I don't get it? And if you've got a good wife, she ought to be able to let you have it and you sit there and take it if you're in the wrong. I sat there in attention. When she got done, I said, where's Kaylee and them at? She said, they're gone looking for you. I said, well, I'm here. I might order to go check on them. And let me tell you this. I'm talking about a testimony and what people knows. I met Kaylee and Kyler, and I pulled up beside her, and the first thing she said, you're in deep trouble. You're in deep trouble. Mama is mad. I said, I know. I done talked to her. You sure? I reckon she thought I was going to have a black eye or something. I said, I done talked to her. I got back home, and as I got sit down in my chair, I got to thinking, a life application for this message, a testimony, be where you say you are. If you say you're a child of God, be it. If you say you're born again, be it. A child of God, a man of God, a woman of God, whatever you are, you ought not have a beer in your hand. You ought not have porn in front of your face. You ought not have none of them things in your life. You ought not have things hid out at your house. You ought not have things hid there. You ought not be gambling. You ought not be out there on the street doing things that's not right. We ought to have a testimony before God that we're doing exactly what God has told us to do. I'm not pointing a finger at you. I'm pointing it at me this morning. I ought to be right where God would have me to be. And if I'm not, He ought to have the authority in my life to clean me up one side down the other. You know why? I didn't argue with her because I knew that I was in the wrong. Hey, this morning, can I say to you, hey, you got a testimony this morning that you're living before a lost and dying world, and they're watching where you're at and what you're doing every day of your life. You say, preacher, I don't want them to watch me. When you got saved, they had the authority at that moment to start watching you. And as they watch you up one side and down the other, I want you to know they're telling everybody they come in contact with. Everybody knows. And I want you to know this morning, when I get out of line and I get out of the will of God, don't you ever think that God just sets on His throne and says everything's going to be okay. Everything's going to be all right. Hey, you'll get back home when you can. Hey, you'll get back home when you want to. Hey, you'll get back home. You know what He does? He has sent that old nitpicker, the Holy Ghost. And you know what He does? He wears me out. He wears me up one side and down the other because I have a testimony that I'm trying to live for my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This morning, if your testimony is dragging Jesus down, change it and start dragging Him up. Start pulling Him up. If your testimony this morning, it must be able to be truth. It's the truth in your life. Let me show you this, and I'm going to close. It should be truth. I'm going to close with this. A testimony that must be trusted this morning. Verse number 8. We therefore ought to receive such truth. If I'm in the wrong, I ought to be able to receive that truth. He said, Gaius said, they told Gaius, we should be able to receive that, that we might be fellow helpers to the truth. The evidence that backs it up, that the testimony is there. The Bible says that the elders obtained a good report. Hebrews 11:2, for the elders obtained a good report. By what? By faith. By the faith they had in Jesus Christ, they obtained a good report. This morning, what I'm asking you, is there joy in your testimony this morning? And are you giving or receiving a good report? Is the report going out against you and me this morning? Is it a good report? Or is it a bad report? If there's one thing I want to do for my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, I want to keep my nose clean. I don't want no accusations. I don't want nobody coming to you as my under my flock. You're my flock. I'm the pastor. I don't want nobody coming to you and say, you know what Brother BJ's been doing? Have you seen what Brother BJ? Have you heard? I don't want none of that. You know why? Because I have joy in my testimony. That who the Son sets free, free indeed. It's free indeed. This morning, I want to ask you about your testimony. Is it a good one? Or is it a bad one? When you start telling people about Jesus and what he's done in your life, do they listen? Or do they turn it off because of the testimony that you're living in front of them? I have to ask myself that all the time. I want to make sure I stay in line with thus saith the word of God and stay right where he'd have me to be. And this morning, as your pastor, there ought to be joy in your testimony. There ought to be joy in what God's done in your life. Where's your testimony this morning? Our Father and our God, as we bow in your presence, Lord, I love you so much, and I thank you for the cross of Calvary. Thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ. Thank you for the testimony that you've given us. Lord, they could find no fault in you. Lord, there's plenty of fault to be found in me. But Lord, I'd pray this morning that I'd stay right where you'd have me to be. I thank you for your grace. I thank you for your mercy. I thank you for your love. Lord, I thank you this morning for the testimony that we have. Lord, as a church here, we have a testimony as a group of believers. And Lord, the testimony that goes out, that it be true. Father, that we love people, but we tell the truth, that we tell it straight, and we don't lie about it. Lord, this morning, that testimony that we have should line up with thus saith the word of God. And Lord, I pray this morning that if somebody in here is sitting this morning and say, man, my testimony just ain't where it needs to be. I know I'm saved, but man, my testimony just ain't where it needs to be. Father, I pray they'd come to an altar this morning. I pray they'd do business with you this morning. I pray when they walk out of this place, they'd have a good report about themselves. Lord, it's so important that when somebody reads us, that they see you. Father, I pray that in Jesus' most holy, precious name. And all of God's people say, I ask you to stand.